Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 257 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it Where Fitz Left Off. Now, if you had your choice of something good for our town, what would you wish for? Well, the three big wished-for items that did not come into being in last year for Henderson County, and in fact, none of them likely will be in my lifetime. The only restrooms that have been available to the public in the entire downtown area in the history of the community were those in the basement of the old courthouse and those in the city hall. Maintaining and policing restrooms can be an expensive experience. In the old days, the Winos found the restrooms in city hall to be a good hangout, especially in the cold days of winter, and the city simply closed them down. And the old courthouse, now mothballed, until the powers on high can develop and fund a major restoration, the old basement toilets in the courthouse are no longer available. And in spite of all the dreams of civic centers and auditoriums, I don't even hear one word, no mention of any kind on anything so mundane as public toilets. They may never occur in the downtown area. As far as the civic center is concerned, or auditorium, I can remember as far back as the 1950s. Hopes for a multi-purpose civic center seemed almost a certain reality. Evelyn Haynes at Huckleberry Mountain Artist Colony had persuaded the architectural school at North Carolina State University as a senior class project to render each senior's concept of what Hendersonville needed as a civic center. Evelyn had tubes and tubes of architectural drawings and sketches of a proposed civic center here, which everybody oohed and aahed over. And that was it. I have no idea of whatever happened to them. Then in 1967, 30 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce established as a number one priority the building of a civic auditorium, proposed back then to cost about $500,000. The Hendersonville City Council in 1967 even went so far as to authorize State Senator Harry Buchanan to draw up the proposed legislation which would permit the city to sell bonds to cover the cost. The chamber appointed Lawson Braswell as chairman of the committee, and this effort got as far as obtaining an option for the old Fassifern School property. The 120-day option called for a purchase price of $80,000 for the land. However, there was another group pushing for the auditorium to be built on the American Legion-owned fairgrounds out on U.S. 176. Harry Buchanan expressed serious reservations about the city attempting to go it alone without the county in the construction of an auditorium, plus a general lack of interest was prevailing at the time, and the high cost to the city of maintaining such a facility were cited as reasons. The city let the option expire, and the matter was dropped. 20 years later, in 1976, Mayor Boyce Whitmire said a new civic auditorium appeared to be on the near horizon, with one-third matching federal funds he thought could be made available. However, at this public hearing, there were pleas made for a new Head Start and Child Development Center. Requests were made for repair of sidewalks and broken highways, signs for Boyd Park. The city was asked for funds for long-range development of waste treatment facilities, and that the city make further improvements in the Central Business District. Some distressed property owned by the city has now changed hands to be dedicated for a civic auditorium, but now promoters even are concerned with new developments. After a huge civic center opened in Greenville, South Carolina, Asheville now says that unless they enlarge what they have, they can no longer sustain their civic center and the Wolf Auditorium. Obviously, such a center would have to be subsidized. The big question is just how much. The third wish we didn't get, and I promise you we won't in my remaining years, the thoroughfare plan. We came close in 1955, but the state DOT would not hear to any surface crossing of Southern Railroad for the outer thoroughfare on the east side. They were willing to stick with pine and maple and new cuts for the inner east thoroughfare, But on the west side, the planners are still at ground zero. It's been interesting to me down through the years, if government will not build a road, individual motorists will make their own road. For an example, the Asheville Highway at Balfour. Cars race down by Berkeley Road, cross over Clear Creek Road on North Main, and then down Duncan Hill to Four Seasons. No governmental agency has mapped out this route, because it could be a lot better with just a minimal amount of new construction. But the individual motorist simply takes matters into his own hands and barrels along on these two-lane roads with deep ditches on the sides to avoid the backed-up traffic on the boulevard and 29 stoplights in any direction you go. Three big wishes that didn't come true in 1996, nor in the past 50 years. Maybe by the middle of the next century, such facilities may be used by the great-grandchildren of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.